Fact check, false, Ilhan Omar's phony claim about Congress and anti-Muslim bigotry. By Joel B. Polak on March 8, 2019. On Thursday, Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, joined Reps. Rashida Tlaib, DME, and Andre Carson, DN. In claiming that the House resolution against anti-Semitism was first time we have ever voted on a resolution condemning anti-Muslim bigotry in our nation's history. Fact check, false. Congress has condemned anti-Muslim bigotry before. Notably, in the immediate aftermath of the terror attacks on September 11, 2001, in which nearly 3,000 Americans were murdered in the name of radical Islam. H. Khan. Res. 227 was introduced on September 14, 2001, with the rubble of the World Trade Center and Pentagon still smoldering. Titled Condemning Bigotry and Violence Against Arab Americans, American Muslims, and Americans from South Asia in the Wake of Terrorist Attacks in New York City, New York, and Washington, D.C., on September 11, 2001. It was passed by the House on September 15 and by the Senate on September 26. The resolution was passed amidst fears that public anger over the terrorist attacks might lead to reprisals against Muslim Americans, or people who simply looked like Muslims. FBI statistics showed a jump in such attacks. Though blacks, Jews, gays, and whites, in that order, were still the most frequent reported targets in 2001. H. Res. 183, passed on Thursday, condemns anti-Semitism and anti-Muslim discrimination and bigotry against minorities as hateful expressions of intolerance that are contrary to the values and aspirations of the United States. Originally, the resolution was supposed to focus on anti-Semitism. After Omar's own repeated anti-Semitic remarks, though the resolution did not name her directly, anti-Muslim bigotry was added to the resolution, but Democrats balked on Wednesday. The final version, passed Thursday, condemned hatred against African Americans, Latinos, Native Americans, Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders and other people of color, Jews, Muslims, Hindus, Sikhs, the LGBTQ community, immigrants, and others. Omar never apologized for, or retracted, her anti-Semitic remarks. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. He is also the co-author of How Trump Won, The Inside Story of a Revolution, which is available from Regnery. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.